So when you teach, how would you describe your aims and your goals of in teaching of including diversity and social justice content?
Well, here I would say that I try to be, first of all, have the syllabus be inclusive so that we're not just talking about European dance as though it's somehow better or more evolved, which is a fallacy, number one, but it's a very common fallacy in a lot of college dance curricula. Mm-hmm. That somehow modern and ballet are, you know, the real dance forms, and ethnic dance is sort of seen as the stepchild, or, you know, street dance, and, you know, like, yeah, that's fun, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to be a real dancer. So I try to flip that paradigm, and even though what I teach and what I'm trained in is primarily modern dance, you know, it involves some influences from other things, including martial arts. And I try to involve students and their areas of expertise, get them to share those, mm-hmm. and to not set up a value system that excludes interest in those things. And to talk about the dance cultures from different parts of the world as having just as much beauty and rigor and elegance and subtlety as, you know, what you might buy a ticket to see, you know, mm-hmm. at the ballet. Mm-hmm. And then also I make every attempt to be attentive to differences in communication style. So I have noticed that depending on a student's prior experiences in higher education, like in high school, but also their language origins, mm-hmm. or maybe simply their culture and the way that they have been asked to address, you know, teachers or people they perceive as elders. They're different in different cultures, and I can't presume to know what anyone else's are, but I try to make as few assumptions as possible and try to elicit participation in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, for some people, they're not going to come to me and ask for help with something or ask a question because they think it's bothering me, you know. Mm-hmm. Or somebody else might feel like one thing that I've noticed, there's a really elastic sense of time, depending on cultural experience. And, you know, dance has a lot to do with scheduling and making agreements about time. So I try to, when different expectations come up around that, I try to talk about them mm-hmm. and clarify, you know, why is it that I want to ask you for this? Mm-hmm. It's not because I don't necessarily see the world the way you do, but from my role in bringing together all these different people, these are the kinds of agreements I need to make. Or if you just disappear and don't communicate with me, you know, that sometimes I'll find that students, particularly first-year students, they're having a hard time adjusting to college. Maybe they've got family stuff going on and they haven't yet figured out how to balance family demands on their time mm-hmm. with their educational commitments. And students will just stop coming to class and they won't communicate with me. They don't email, nothing, disappear, because they're ashamed. So I try to, you know, instead of just going, well, cross that person off the list, I will try to reach out and not be like, where the hell have you been? But I've noticed you haven't come to class. Can you let me know if something is getting in the way? Mm-hmm. So I tend to try to acknowledge that I don't know everything that's going on just based on the patterns I observe, and mm-hmm. to ask for more information. Mm-hmm. And with students that I get to work with over a longer period of time, and the ones I get to mentor who graduate with a dance major, there are often a lot more detailed conversations that we end up having around you know, cultural differences, religious differences, differences about how you balance family with other commitments, and so just practicing being really respectful and not mm-hmm. prejudging is the major way that I think I try to carry that as an educator, in addition to the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. How do students respond to the curriculum that you use, like specifically to the DSJ aspects of it?
I think they find it, I think they're a little surprised sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, because they maybe take a look at me and think, oh, she's not going to know about X, Y, and Z, so they find it sort of mm-hmm. funny. Mm-hmm. But maybe a little charming that I'm interested in things, you know, that they might also be interested in. Like, for my freshman class, the world dance class, and they're usually non-majors in that class, I asked them to observe a dance event from, as like a cultural anthropologist, and to write, you know, they do a writing assignment based on what they observe and who's doing this kind of movement and who's not doing this kind of movement and why and what does it mean to these people. And they'll sort of ask me, well, you know, do I need to go to a show? And I'm like, no, you can do this, you can do that, you can go to a fraternity stroll, you can go to your church, you can go to a club. And they're like, go to the club? I'm like, yeah, if you're old enough, write about what, you know, really, can I talk about twerking? Yes, but write about it in a way that really digs at what it means and what the unspoken rules are. So I think sometimes, you know, because of the age gap or maybe, you know, other reasons, students think that, oh, I'm going to have to, you know, narrow myself in order to fit into the curriculum. And then hopefully they find that there's lots of ways, you know, for them to explore what interests them and to share it. So a lot of my methods have to do with them presenting things to each other so that I try not to set up the classroom as a completely hierarchical situation. I do a lot of peer critiquing, particularly with other students.
And how do they respond to that, so when it's different from what they're used to?
They like it a lot. Mm. Yeah, and it, I think it, they get, eventually once they realize, like, okay, I can, she's not waiting to catch me at something wrong, then I think it brings out, they take more risks, they participate more, they form more meaningful bonds with each other, I believe. A lot of them, I think, pick things to write about that really interest them, which I believe helps them with their writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I hope so. I hope it's more than just entertaining.